Well, on the 27th of June, the Cabinet agreed that it would go ahead with waste reorganisation, which would involve the issuing of redundancy notices. So we made that decision on the 27th of June. We've tried our best during the summer in negotiations, once the strike started, to try to pause that. However, we went ahead with that process yesterday to delete those posts. Redundancy notices have been issued, but everyone still has a job. Who has been given those redundancy notices. They can either have a job at exactly the same level somewhere else in the council, or they've still got a job on the bins. So the posts have gone, but actually the actual employees are still there. Nobody is losing their job. Nobody needs to lose any salary. But this was a very, very important thing we had to do in respect of the reorganisation of the Waste Management Service.
Unite the Union says that a deal was agreed a couple of weeks ago, that through ACAS, that meant that those positions we're talking about, the grade three positions, would be kept.
Deal or no deal, there was no deal. My cabinet and I came together with a negotiating position to try to see what we could do to go that extra mile to get a negotiated solution. If there was a ceasefire, if you like, the strike was suspended, it was not ended. If there'd been a deal to end the dispute, the strike would have ended. It wasn't, it was suspended. So there was no deal. There was an agreement in principle to talk at ACAS, and my cabinet and I agreed some heads of terms that would enable us to get into ACAS to talk. So there has been no deal concluded with Unite. Unite have said there's a deal for their own purposes. There was never a deal.
And they have very clearly stated that they're very angry. Howard Beckett, the Assistant General Secretary, negotiating, saying that you had an agreement, that you shook hands on it, that this is going back on something that you had promised at the time. And Leader, you didn't say when they put out that press release, praising you for your role in this, there was no word from you that that hadn't happened.
Well, there were no promises on either side. We agreed to start talks. That's what we agreed. Howard Beckett is an experienced negotiator. He knows the position. He knows that what we were doing was trying to get into ACAS to stop the strike. From his point of view, he was prepared to suspend the strike. And on that basis, he didn't promise anything, and I didn't promise anything. And my cabinet, with whom I went through several hours of discussions in order to get to that position, we didn't actually promise anything at all. It was a case of some heads of terms to get round the table to talk. We've been doing that, but we made our decision in relation to redundancy notices on the 27th of June. We've come to the conclusion that we had to do that to protect this city council. The last time there was a bins dispute in this city, the Tory and Lib Dem council completely folded and ended up with the problem we've got now. They weren't prepared to make tough decisions. They ended up with a situation where bin workers were working 4 days a week and the fifth day was overtime, and it ended up in a situation where this city council, because of the failure to take those tough decisions, the Tory Lib Dem leadership's failure to take those tough decisions, we ended up with a huge problem in the City Council with relation to equal pay bills. And that was what we had to deal with. We had a huge, historic decision to make, and we made it.
If the decision was made on the 27th of June, why weren't the redundancy notices issued then?
Well, we felt that we wanted to ensure we had a negotiated end to a strike once it had started. And therefore, we had hoped that we could take, and I still think we can, by the way, to continue negotiations to ensure that we have a modern, efficient waste service which does not put the City Council at risk, and where actually 106 bin men on one side of the City Council are not being treated any better than other members of the Council. Let's be clear, nobody is losing their job. Everyone can be paid at the same basic salary as a result of yesterday. We have, regretfully, had to lose up to 1,200 people who were not only made redundant, but actually lost their job. Yesterday, the posts were made redundant, but those people still have a job.
So let's be clear. Howard Beckett's assertion that there was a meeting, a private cabinet meeting on the 21st of August, that agreed some kind of movement on the grade three positions. That's false.
We were prepared to discuss all options, and we would look at what options in the future there might be for those grade three positions.
That meeting was supposed to take place last Friday, though, the cabinet meeting. That was deferred. If the decision had been made and the public report that so clearly set out the financial consequences, if the council did give in on this particular pay issue, that was deferred. Why wasn't that vote taken then?
Well, because we had actually made the decision on the 27th of June. It just became a question of implementing it. There was an update report. It wasn't a decision. The decision had already been made on the 27th of June to proceed with the reorganisation. So actually, it was just an update report. There wasn't actually a decision coming out of it. The decision yesterday on Thursday and the decision on Friday wasn't dependent upon a cabinet meeting.
Is it true, the BBC understands that there was separate legal advice sought by yourself?
Indeed. I agree.
Over this issue to see whether there could be movement on this. Is that correct? That is separate advice from your own offices?
Both my city solicitor and the cabinet agreed that because this is after what the Tory and Lib Dems did that brought disaster to this city and cost £1 billion at least and a possible continuing risk, we felt that we had to make sure this historic decision that we were taking, which was effectively to shut down the equal pay risk in this city council, a huge thing for us to make, we needed to ensure that we were getting belt and braces. And the city solicitor agreed that it was appropriate for us to take further legal advice, and that legal advice confirmed the position. So with even more strength, it was the cabinet felt that the process in relation to ensuring that we went ahead with the redundancy notices, that deleted those posts, was the correct decision. And in fact, if previous council leaders, in particular in the last Tory Liberal Democrat coalition council, had actually taken very serious care over their legal advice, we wouldn't have had the disaster that they left this city council that we are sorting out every month. Every month since I've been leader, I've been dealing with the mess that was actually resulted as a result of decisions made by the last Tory Lib Dem council.
I get the point that this is a historic issue, absolutely, but has it been made worse by what's gone on under your leadership in the last 4 weeks? Because whatever the truth of Howard Beckett's assertion about a deal...
There was no deal.
There was no deal, but there's been something that has given Unite the idea that there's movement on an issue that there is no movement on. And that has potentially made the situation worse, hasn't it?
Again, there was an agreement in principle to get us to talk. That's all that happened. Now, if Unite has willfully misunderstood, then that's a problem for Unite. Unite knew what the position was. If there had been a deal concluded, the strike would be at an end and would have been at an end weeks ago. It wasn't. There was an agreement to talk, and my cabinet and I agreed a set of proposals to get it. I wanted to go that extra mile, and I did go that extra mile to see, and I still believe there is a possibility we can get a negotiated settlement at the end of all of this. And I urge Howard Beckett and Unite to continue to talk at ACAS.
That negotiated settlement now, though, would mean them not having something that they think they've been given. That's not going to happen, is it? That means weeks more strike action.
Nobody has lost their job. Nobody needs to lose their job. There is no cut in salary. We are actually going to a situation where we will end up with a modern, efficient service for the people of this city. My first responsibility is to the 1.1 million people who live in this city. I have to balance that against the 106 bin men who have had... who we are asking to change the way they do things. And in so doing, I think we have protected the City Council and its assets and its revenues for the first time. And this administration is the one that will make tough decisions. I've made tough decisions every day since I've been leader. And this is one of the tough ones. And we've made it, and it will protect this city and its citizens.
Is there now an irreparable rift between yourself and your chief executive, Stella Manzi?